So you have something to sell. Why should your subscriber care about it? Welcome to Master the Inbox, the podcast where course creators, coaches, and consultants can learn how to sell with email marketing in a non-spammy, non-aggressive way. Hi, I'm your host, Monica Badiou, and today I'm going to push your buttons. This is the most important question I ask anyone who wants to hire me to write their emails. And this is, why should your subscriber care about what you have to offer? And no, the discount isn't that. On Black Friday, maybe that's the only time when the discount actually matters. Throughout the year, you need to really figure out, why should your audience care about your offer? Why should they buy your stuff? How does that change their lives? It's not an easy question, and it can trigger a lot of resistance. Now, I'm not saying your offer isn't good. I'm not saying your service isn't of high quality. I'm not saying any of that. All I'm asking you is to think about this. Why should they care? I discovered throughout the years that many brands email stuff, but they don't really care about what happens on the other side. I mean, they have an expectation for the email to be clicked and for the offer to be bought. But how do you position that sales pitch in a way that matters to your audience? Because right now, everybody's using discounts. So how can you stand out from the crowd? And my answer is a combination of three things: context, relevancy, and transformation. And I've talked about this before, but I think this is the most important framework that most people should know about, because that allows you to create emails that are relevant, that are valuable to your audience. Now, before I dive into context, relevancy, and transformation, I'm going to bring this to the table. A lot of brands, they only talk about themselves. And that's a normal reaction. The problem is that your audience, they only want to talk about themselves. So you need to figure out how your messaging is actually tapping into the I aspect, which is like, I am someone who is looking into their inbox, and I'm going to filter through all that content to find the content that matters to me. I don't care about the brands. In most cases, I care only about how that email is going to help me, or I don't know, give me something in that moment today. So this is where context and relevancy are so, so, so important. And I talked a little about this, I think, in the previous episode. The idea is that when you send a message that is very contextually based, that allows you to tap into a pre-existent awareness. So let's take one of the most common situations where it's like, well, it's new year, we're going to talk about resolutions and setting goals. That's an example of making your emails contextual. This also means that your audience is going to be already aware of the fact that in January, people are talking about resolutions. Chances are they have an idea, or they have a personal idea of what goals or resolutions represent. And you send emails that tap into that. Now, just like Black Friday, New Year resolutions are now just so overwhelming. Everyone is doing them. But throughout the year, there are very specific contexts that you can tap into to create sales emails that are contextual. This implies that you know your audience and that you do a lot of research to make sure that what you're actually writing is important to the person who is reading that. Because again, they are sorting the emails, the content, everything they see based on, why should I care? How does it matter to me? Why should I pay attention to this now rather than during the weekend when I have more time? And that's context. Will you tap into the awareness of what else is happening in their lives right now? And some common examples are like business owners preparing for the end of the fiscal year, business owners preparing for Black Friday, or business owners who have an e-com store preparing for the summer slump. You can talk about sleep problems for moms with small kids. You can talk about pains, and you can tap into like the National Pain Awareness Month. Look into specific holidays or activities or even events that are happening in the country of your specific audience. Maybe there's a big summit that's coming up. Maybe there's a big legislative change that's coming. That's the context. Maybe there's news about economic uncertainty, prices going up, inflation. Maybe a big new company has opened headquarters around the country and now they're looking for a big number of employees. Maybe it's revolutionary change in medicine. Maybe there's an author, like their favorite author, launched a new book. All of that creates the context. And now it allows you, the brand, to tap into that conversation with a message that can be relevant. So let's say your audience's favorite author is Gabor Mate, and he launched a new book where he talks about trauma. And you know that your audience is basically his audience to some extent. You have women who are in their like 35 plus, who like to read his books. They're aware of trauma and they're looking for alternative ways to improve their health. And they are into personal development and they're talking about emotions and all of that stuff. So you can start your email saying, "Hey, Gabor Mate just launched this book. And he talks about this and this and this and this." And it's an interesting approach into what we think about the world, because we too are on a mission to resolve specific or similar goal to what Gabor Mate is trying to do. The problem is that all these other people or the society as a whole doesn't really want to talk about mental health in a way that is empowering to those who are suffering. This is why we have developed this program that delivers component 1, 2, 3, like compassion, accountability, I don't know, vegan food, whatever you want. And if you're someone who's struggling with this, you might want to see what other people who are trying this program are saying about it. Like Sandra, who's been in this program for 3 months, and look what she's saying. I feel so much more in control of my emotions and I don't shame myself for going through negative experiences anymore. I know, some kind of explanation like that. And this delivers three elements of really good sales emails. So we have the context, Gabor Mate launched this, and we know why it's important. You have the relevancy where it's like why you are actually paying attention to this, because you too are struggling with this and this and this. And you're thinking about how mental health is important. And you too, with us, we're all on a mission to figure out better ways to deal with mental health, to help people who are struggling with this to feel more empowered in their life. And then we also have the transformation, and this is where we added that Sandra testimonial. So this kind of taps into all of those elements. And then at the end of this, for a few days, this program has a special price. We're doing this because we believe access to a healthier way of dealing with enter problem should be affordable or should be more easy to access to everyone in the world. Go check it out in the button below. You'll find all the information and details and even more stories from the people who have joined our program. So context, relevancy, and transformation. I'm going to give you an action item, and this is going to help you figure out ways to tap into that context of your audience. Again, first, you need to know who is your audience, what are the pain points, who are they listening to, who are they following, who are they reading. All of that is very important. I can't stress that enough. Now, you're going to create a calendar for 12 months. And you're going to start by researching the holidays or the national awareness days or national awareness months that matter to your audience. And you're going to put each of those into its specific month. Then you're going to go into searching for events, what's happening in terms of events that could impact your audience. Maybe it's a festival. Maybe it's a book launch. Maybe it's a summit on mental health. List those as well by month. Now think about the seasons. How is winter different to the summer for your audience? Does your audience struggle more during the summer months, which is like, you know, if your audience is trying to lose weight, then they might have issues with body appearance during the summer. If your audience struggles with maybe depression or anxiety, they might struggle even more during the cold months. So this gives you an idea of how you can create content that even if it does have a sales pitch, it taps into something that is contextually relevant to your audience. And this creates an opportunity for you to deliver valuable content. And not only that, but you position your brand as someone who actually cares. It's not just like about the money. It's about, like, I know you're struggling right now and you're not alone. We're here for you. This is why we created this free tool first, or we thought about sending you a message to see how you are. Now, I talked about this before as well. And when you're writing sales emails, you don't just like pitch and leave. You create a whole journey about that. And I think that's going to be the topic of the next episode, because I want you to really understand that selling through email doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to create resistance. It doesn't have to pressure people into buying something. But you also need to understand that you can't just have one email and that's it. You need to create a journey, because if you tap into this like contextual and relevancy and the transformation of what's possible, you can deliver all of that in one email at times. But the idea is to create a sequence, to create a story. And how long can one email be before they lose their patience, right? We're not reading through stuff right now. We are scanning. So it needs to be easy to scan. It needs to be easy to remember. And that implies that sometimes you're going to have to create the whole stories, a whole story spread across different emails. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Master the Inbox. Help me spread the word that email marketing can be fun and it can be effective, especially when you're not using fear-mongering to drive conversions. Until next time, stay curious.